Remember when you were a mover and a shaker? I'm giggling because after 50, nobody says a mover and a shaker anymore. I couldn't even tell you where that comes from. I remember hearing it, but I'm doing this one on as you get older. And believe me, this is not a pity party. It's not a feel sorry for me. It's not a No, it is actually the opposite. Yeah, I don't get noticed. I am the oldest person where I am employed. I am at that point in my life where I'm looking back, and I was talking with my cousin earlier this morning about wanting to be my own boss. I want to be the shot caller in my life. And I was telling her, I remember, you know, when I was young and fearless and at the time felt like I didn't have anything to lose. I was just going to do what I was going to do. And I'll tell you what, it cost me dearly thinking like that. And then you get older. And the older you get, the more you realize the more you have to lose. And that can cause fear. That can cause standing still and afraid to move because you don't want to lose what you have. And it's very humbling. I'm lucky to be working. I'm so lucky and so blessed. But I keep moving backwards. Work is work. Let's just put that there. But at 52, I'm not where I thought I was going to be. And that's by my own design. That's completely on me. And so I have a couple of ideas to work for myself. And it's pulling the trigger on what it's going to take, because there are no guarantees. And this is just reminding me of how rusty I am with taking chances, with putting myself out there a little more than normal, because most of you that listen to me know that, you know, I just lay it on the line. But this is different. This is about taking a chance on myself with some ideas that I want to do to work from, because nobody works harder for you than you. But there are moments that make you forget who you are, especially as a woman. I'm not trying to be sexist. I can only speak from the view as being an older woman. And so I have three or four ideas to make money. And there are actually things that I like to do. I am a rusty bitch. I am. But I'm going to own it. And my cousin said, and I love this about her. She said, I'm going to bet on myself every single time. And she's right. That's why she's one of my heroes. She's one of the people that I can talk to, and she tells me, you don't think big enough. And she's right. She's absolutely. That's why I love her so much, is that she is able to come at me and love me at the same time. You know, that's a gift when you have somebody in your life that would bet on you. You got this. You can do it. I believe in you. And as a woman, an older woman, we forget who we are. It happens over time, because you get setback after setback after setback. My last setback was finding myself on my hands and knees scrubbing grout tile with a toothbrush. Is it honest work? Absolutely. Am I getting paid for it? Yes. But where's my future in all of that? Zero benefits. And it is not, you know what, I'm just going to stop right there, because how dare I? How dare I badmouth or anything else? If I want more, I got to go get more. That's on me. That's on me. They're allowing me to do some of the things I need to do. So you know what, I'm going to backpedal on that one, because it's not right. It's not right. It's not right. And I'm okay saying that. So anyway, remembering who I am and what I bring to the table can sometimes be very overwhelming. And sometimes things just don't happen the way you thought they would. And it's coming to terms with that and saying, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do today? What's your plan? And then start those wheels a turning. And you can always stop and look at the map and reevaluate and keep going forward. What scares the living fucking shit out of me is not doing anything to help myself. Because I've seen people with zero life in their eyes. And I'm like, I don't want that to be me. If it provides a good living and you're happy and you're satisfied and you are content, I am happy for you. That is not me. That is not who I am. That is not where I want to keep going. I keep finding myself going backwards. And I'm like, the universe is showing you you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing because your fucking ass is going backwards. Because you're too scared to bet on yourself. And again, nobody works harder for you than you. Get your piece of the American pie, girl. There is so much money to be made out there. So much money. And there are people out there that are not afraid to take it from you. You don't want to do it? I will. Right? I just want to be okay. And financially today, I'm not okay. But that is truth. And there is power in truth. That's how you move forward, is understanding your truth, where I am right now, today. And now it's up to me to grow and move forward and get myself into a place financially where I can fucking breathe. I've done so well on losing weight and taking care of myself. And I've noticed in the last 3 weeks, I'm overeating. I am at a loss for self-control. I have no problem admitting that, because it's the truth. And why? Because I'm not where I want to be, or where I need to be, or where I'd like to be. So with this self-realization and self-awareness, it's time to start moving and shaking again. I remember when I wanted something, nothing was going to get in my way. And I went for it. And I got it. I usually got it. I'm like, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember that. I remember, you know what? I want that brand new $40,000 Durango to haul my children around in. I remember that. I remember I want that. And I didn't even question how it was going to happen. I just went in there and I waited and I waited and I waited until somebody said, here you go. I've done that with a lot of things in my life. I want that. Okay, well, how are you going to get it? I got myself into a lot of debt. I got myself into things that I don't even own anymore because I wanted the comfort of things for my family. I wanted my children to be well dressed and have nice shoes, and we rode in a nice vehicle and had nice things and a clean, nice place to live. Those were always the goals. And now my goal is different. Now it's about being self-sustainable. Okay? And as I'm talking, I'm realizing why I'm overeating, because I'm not where I want to be. And that causes me to be an emotional wreck, and I eat. I've still been working out. I've been running. I mean, I'm still active. That part hasn't gone away because it makes me feel better. Even though I'm not eating very well nutritionally, still working out, still doing some runs, still doing some things. Could you imagine if I wasn't doing any of that? Yeah. But you can't outrun a bad diet, right? We all know that. So I'm just sharing with you where I'm at because it's important to share human emotions as a woman over 50 and where I'm at today. Because I know I'm not alone. I know this. It feels like it sometimes, but I know that I'm not. And when I make it, I know what I'm gonna, I know what I'm going to own when I make it. And I'm sharing this with you because when it happens, I'm gonna be like, this is the thing I was talking to you about. Okay? So I'm starting to make some plans. I'm starting to think about some different things on how I'm going to make my goals a reality. And admitting I'm a rusty bitch and I'm still working on myself. I'm not where I want to be just yet, but I have to get uncomfortable. Right? We got to get uncomfortable if you want to grow. And I know me. I know when I set my sights on something, I'm going to do it. I wanted to lose 28 pounds. I set my sights on losing 28 pounds, and I did. I had some little setbacks here and there, and I let myself have them, and then I kept going. And I just need to do that with my finances as well. I'm like, it may have taken me 4 or 5 weeks longer to get to my goal weight, but I got there. I think it was closer to 6. I think it was 6 weeks, but nonetheless, I'm gonna bet on myself. And I'm taking you with me because I'm not going to give up what I want, what I need to be okay. I don't want to settle for anything. I didn't settle for a man. I didn't settle for bad health. And I'm not going to settle my financial future. That's the last piece of the puzzle right there for me. And I'm going to stumble and fall in all of these areas, but I'm going to be down a lot less. I'm going to get up a lot quicker than I used to. That's the key right there of knowing how far you've come. It takes me a lot less to get up from the last time. And right now it's making me think about last weekend. I went on a hike with my older son and my husband. We went to Coyote Ridge, and I was running down this really rocky terrain. And I tripped and I caught myself and I was like, oh my, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Had I fallen on these rocks, I would have broke a rib, a wrist, a kneecap. Like it was going to be bad. That's how rocky it was. And I'm going downhill. So if I'm running downhill, oh, And I told my son, I was like, the universe is telling me to slow down. Well, I got to a part that was flat, but it was very filled with silt and little pebbles, mostly silt, right? That really fine grained sand. And I felt safe to run, and I started running, and I had no grips on my tennis shoes, and I slipped, and I just scuffed myself all up, and the universe was like, I tried to tell you to slow down, and you didn't listen. And I rolled a couple of times, but I got back up, and I was like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm okay. So I'm equating that with every time I have to go get a new job, I move backwards. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. It's time to start betting on myself. It's time for me to own what I do. And it's time for me to move forward in what I want to do in my life to create sustainable living. Like, I just want to be okay. That's all I want. That's all I want. I have never in my life financially been okay. I could have many, many times. I could have been financially okay. But I was focused on the wrong things. And I have a chance again to start over, but to think differently to do it. And this rusty bitch is going to do it. You watch and see. What goals and plans do you have?